The great Ben Hogan once said that his key to golf was finding it in the dirt. It's a great philosophy, but seldom practiced by many today. Hello, I'm Russ Madsen, and thank you for listening to From the Links at Green Hills Golf Course. We're producing this broadcast to keep our members and patrons apprised of the events that are coming up and have some fun while doing it.
Now, Russ, tell me a little bit more about that quote from Mr. Hogan.
Well, most of us know Ben Hogan was one of the most famous golfers in the mid-20th century, and he was just trying to explain that if you're going to get better at this, you've got to practice. They say that it takes about 10,000 hours of dedication to most anything to become an expert, and I know that's roughly 3 to 3.5 years, but it does take practice.
It seems like a great deal of effort. I guess it's no wonder I didn't get started.
No, Randy. It's always going to be about opportunity and desire. I would caution all listeners that golf is a very contagious sport. Yes, it's a hard game, but remember, I said to become an expert. There's many, many golfers out at Green Hills Golf Course that love golf and have a great time. Really, you only need to walk out to the golf course and ask for a putter and a couple of balls, and you might be hooked.
Well, what would that cost?
Zero, Randy. That costs nothing except your time. And I would encourage people to come out and try to get started that way. We let people use golf balls and putters and use our facility just for that reason.
What specials are going on this month, and do you have anything else exciting happening?
Well, this time of year, players get ready for the season, and the event that is almost here is called the Johnny's Big Cup, and it's open to everyone.
Well, what's a big cup? How does that work?
A big cup is just what it sounds like, Randy. It's where we cut an additional hole. It's about 16 inches, and everybody has a great time. It's going to be held April 2nd on Saturday.
Well, how much does it cost, and how many players are on the team?
Well, it's $75 a player with 4 people on each team. We will shotgun this event, and there will be prizes and lunch included. If I'm not mistaken, it's the first big cup at Green Hills Golf Course. It's only limited to 24 teams.
Are there any other special events on tap for April?
Yes, sir. We're going to host the YMCA tournament Friday, April 22nd. So call the YMCA at 646-6677 to get signed up. We're also going to host, and this is a big one, the NCMC Spring Invitational. Practice on May 1st, and the tournament begins the 2nd and will culminate on the 3rd of May.
That sounds pretty cool. Green Hills now hosting college events?
Absolutely, Randy. It's really cool. Nate Swan is the coach, and he's in charge of both the men and women programs, and they are going to be utilizing Green Hills for a couple events and their practice facility away from home.
Well, that's a pretty cool addition to Green Hills. How was NCMC doing this year?
Well, right now they're out there practicing hard through the warm days and the cool ones, and later this fall the men will be on the course, and I will give everyone an update.
Russ, I hear that the northern golfers have taken advantage of the course this early spring.
They have already, and we just got back, the Visitors Bureau with Amy Supple and I, just got back from Minnesota Golf Show, and we had signed up a ton of golfers already, maybe 10 or 12, but we can get into that, and we're going to hear some funny accents out here. You betcha.
You know, that's not only good for the Green Hills course, but it's great for our community as a whole.
Oh, it has been. We expect every group that four comes down will contribute somewhere between $300, $400, maybe $500. You do the math, and we've got about 10 groups signed up this year so far. More stay-and-play packages are going to be available soon, so if you have any family and friends out of town, they'll love to do this too.
This sounds like just one great event after another. This is really nice and cool for Chillicothe. What else do you have coming up at Green Hills?
Well, Monday, Coach Wheeler will get the high school boys out. The weather may not be actually perfect, so they may come out Tuesday. But anyway, their invitational is going to be hosted April 21st at Green Hills Golf Course, and we'll have 12 to 15 teams on site that day. It's the biggest high school event for the district, I'm sure. Great to see our youth advancing.
You know, I'm all about Hornet Sports, man, and that's really cool. They have such a nice facility. What would you say is the most exciting part about what you do at Green Hills, working with college and high school and adults?
Well, it's like you say, it's all about the variety. That's the word out there. You can play in tournaments and leagues. You can have your fun days. You can have your skins game with your buddies. But I'm telling you one thing. One day I'm working with a 5-year-old, and the next day I'm playing with an 80-year-old. Randy, it's unbelievable. You've been in sports all your life. What sport do you broadcast where there's a 75-year age difference?
Well, there's not even 75-year-old coaches in football in high school that I'm aware of. Yeah, you don't get that with Hornet Sports. It's about the kids. I suppose there are people in their 70s that can, you know, hit a set shot in basketball when no one's guarding them. But, yeah, golf is unique that way.
It really is. And, Randy, you know, I personally challenge you to come out and use our putting green. I told you it didn't cost anything, and I'll bet you a Pepsi you'd like it, and it would relieve a little stress in your job.
Everyone that knows me knows that's a plus. If you can relieve stress in your job, that's awesome. And it's great because I'm not physically in the best shape, but putting is you stand there and you putt. It's not like you're bench pressing 250 or running up and down the stairs or anything.
No, not at all. In fact, the great thing about starting golf, we like to start people at literally 6 inches or 2 feet from the hole to let them have some success. The smaller shots, you know, are easier for most people to accomplish early to give them that confidence to get them started. So we start them off early and let them, and besides that, putting is about 35 to 40% of the game. So why not start where you really need to practice?
Well, it's been another great fun segment of From the Links at Green Hills Golf Course. Thanks for directing traffic. You're kind of the traffic cop at the course there.
Well, I've been called a lot of things, Randy, and that's probably one of them. But thank you. I sure have enjoyed it. I can't wait to see you and everyone who's listening out at Green Hills Golf Course. And thanks to everyone listening to KCHI. This is Russ Madsen from the Links at Green Hills Golf Course.